The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
A lot of the dinim of the last few blat, the Mailas Shosu Bakadish Lomas Truma, the first Mishnah, by also the third parak of Chagiga, centers around the difference in Tumas Yodayim that exhibit themselves. Din Dirabonon, of course, the whole idea of Tumas Yodayim is a unique Tum Dirabonon, and there are Chumris in Kodesh over Truma. The Mishnah says that by Truma, Im Nitnes Achas Miyodov Chavirosa Tehoira, one hand touches something Tomei. One hand becomes Tomei, the other hand is Tor. By Kodesh, Matbil Shteim. Now, by Kodesh, one needs Tvilas Yodayim, similar to going, putting one's whole body in a mikveh. There's Tvilas Yodayim, by Truma, it's enough. Nitilas Yodayim. Discussing Yitz Hashem, the dinim of Nitilas Yodayim of Chulin, as opposed to the dinim of Nitilas Yodayim of Truma. But there's a dinim of Nitilas Yodayim, there's a dinim of Tvilas Yodayim, there's a dinim of Tvilas Shtei Yodayim, even if only one of them is Nitma. And there's a din by truma of netilas yodayim, netilas yad, one without the other, if only one was tummy. Those are some of the dinim in the Mishnah. This whole idea of tumas yodayim is a unique phenomenon. We wouldn't say if somebody would put his nose, if somebody's nose would become tummy, somebody's nose touches a sheret, his nose became tummy or he became tummy. His nose is just a nerve ending, it's just a place in his body that touches the tumor. If he stuck his hand into a bayis hamanugin, so he would become tummy. He would become, his hand would become tummy, he would become tummy. What's this tumas yodayim? Chazal created a new reality. Different things discussed in the Mishnah yodayim, the homosecht and shas. The tumor of the rabbonon, that if he touches certain things, that he becomes not tummy, but his yodayim are tmeyos. Does that mean he's Tomei? Does that mean his Yodayim are Tomei? Does that mean that his Yodayim are not Tomei, just they have a koyach to be Mitame something else? So let's delve a little bit into Allah. This is an interesting kasha, which will help us get a little more into the Nyonim. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yutes talks by Rikus about the fact that the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash, were Tefillin. There's a discussion over there, the Kohen Hedi, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Hedi had one shape, Mikvas, and Mitznefes, and the Kohen Gadol also had the tzitz, where would fit on, where would the mitzvahs in the tefillin go, would there be a hefsek, a long discussion in the Gemara. The Achronim ask an interesting question. One of the things that a mitame biyodayim, they have a din that a mitame yodayim is kisvei kodesh. All interesting, actually shocking halacha, Chazal were goyzer tumah on kisvei kodesh, on any one of sifrei tanakh. Not talking about svarim the way we have, we're talking about svarim that are written on cloth. There's different reasons that are discussed in the Sugis HaShat. One is that sometimes they would hide the Kisvei Kodesh because they were rear, so sometimes there would be shrotzim that would hide. Another reason is because they didn't want people missing the shear of the Moisri HaTorah, the Ikur Torah is Torah Shebal Peh, and they didn't want people staying home in the comfort of their own home and telling themselves that they were doing their duty as far as Talmud Torah was concerned by reading Kisvei Kodesh when really they should be out listening to a shir from one of the Tanoim. But the halacha is an interesting halacha. Kisvei Kodesh and Matamis Yodayim. Amongst Kisvei Kodesh and Matamis Yodayim is mentioned specifically Tefillin. Tefillin is also Kisvei Kodesh. Torah Shem Chazal. The parashas of Tefillin and the bottom of Tefillin are considered an accessory of the cloth of the Tefillin, the parashas of Tefillin. Tvilin mitames yodayim, which would mean on a simple level that if a yid in the times of the Beis Hamikdash would touch his tvilin, his hands would be tomei, and he would have to wash his hands. He would have to wash until tonight before biting into a truma sandwich. The same would be for achilas kachim. He would have to be toivul yodayim after touching tvilin. The problem is that when we talk about the kohen being in the Beis Hamikdash and being oisik in avoid and is wearing tvilin, like we said. The problem is that tefillin is mechayim mishvush. We touch the tefillin while davening. It's a din al pi din of the Gemara. A yid has to touch his tefillin every once in a while to remember that he's wearing tefillin. That should be munach al roishoy that he's wearing tefillin. How was he in the Beis Hamikdash being oisik in avodas hakodesh and touching his tefillin? The chayyim became a tefillin. So the simple approach, the Mikdash Dovid, the classic Sefer HaKodshim, says that the simple approach would be, there's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Yutes, also one of the big sugyos in Shas in Tumah V'Tahara, sugya Reb Chanina Zkan HaKodshim, that says clearly, the b'mikdash ein tumas yodayim. Tumas yodayim is a phenomenon. The whole thing that's discussed by us in the Mishnah of tumas yodayim by kodesh, tumas yodayim by truma is outside the base of mikdash. Gabi achilas kodshim, achil in Yerushalayim, achilas truma, all the whole Eretz Yisrael. But in the base of mikdash ein tumas yodayim. So our question is answered. In the base of mikdash there is no tumas yodayim. The problem is that Rashi, by Osir Chagiga and Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, in the beginning of these sugyas of Tumah V'Tahara, Rashi says the Rashi towards the Daf Yud Chesem and Beis says that Legabe Tvilas Yodayim Avalechol Shlomim Oichatos V'Oshem L'Koyinim Yishmaylo, that needs Tvilas Yodayim. If a Yid wants to eat a Koyin wants to eat Shlomim Oichatos V'Oshem L'Koyinim, only a Koyin could eat Kotcha Gadoshim, then he has to be Tevil Yadayim. There's one little problem. Chatas and Oshim can only be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. What happened to our Sugya? What happened to our Gemara that we just mentioned? That there is no Tumas Yadayim by Mikdash? So the Achronim say that Rashi holds it's not true. Rashi holds that there's only a Din that the Yadayim don't become Tumas by Beis HaMikdash. But Yadayim that were Nitma Bachutz need Tvilas Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash to eat Kotcha. So then that wouldn't help us. Let's say he's wearing tefillah. If he's wearing tefillah, Rashi adds something else over here in Yud Chesem and Beis. Rashi says that the din of ein tumas yodayim b'migdosh is that one can't be metame. Yodayim tmeos aren't metame something in the Beis HaMikdosh. But if yodayim became tmeos, they are tmeos. They're just not metame kodshim. That could be. But Lamaisi, he's Tomei, right? He has Yodayim Tmei. So how could he be Ovid by Kodshim? So the Kasha is still a Kasha. That means we have 2 points in Rashi. We have point A in Rashi, that we don't look at Ein Tumas Yodayim by Migdosh as a blanket dispensation. That there is no reality. Chazal did not create the din of Tumah by Yodayim Legabe Beis HaMikdosh. It means only that he can't be Metameh something in the Beis HaMikdosh. But Yodayim that are Tmeis on the outside will be Tomei in the Beis HaMikdash, A. B, it also means that the din that he can't be Metame something, but Migdash, but Tumas Yodayim is only that he can't be Metame. But he himself is Tomei. If he himself is Tomei, then L'chari can't be Oisik and Avoidah. Avoidah, the reason why a Tomei is not allowed to be Oisik is not because he's going to be Metame, the carbon that he's being Mesatzik with. It's because a Tomei has a status, a personal status, that he can't be Isaac Makotchim, he can't do Avoidah. He is a Tomei. He is a Tomei, as your Dime Tmeres. So that's the Kasha, and that's the way the Achronim discuss back and forth. Now, it so happens to be that the Rambam argues on Rashi. The Rambam is in Ovisatum of Perches Halacha Bov. And the Rambam says that even if your Dime were Nitma Bachur, the Pshat Chazal did not create the reality of Tumas Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash. There is no Mitzius of Tumas Yodayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Which l'chayr would mean that even if he was Tomei outside, if he came into the Beis HaMikdosh, he's not a Tomei. He's not a Tomei. The reality of him being Tomei is only by Chutz, it's not Mibifnim. So we have to add that we do have a Gemara. The Gemara in Zvachim Dav Chof Omid Beis says that a person who's Yodayim were Nitma is not allowed to be Yosef Kachem. He's not allowed to do the Avodah. Even a person who's not Tomei proper, he's only Tomei in the realm of Tumas Yodayim, is not allowed to be Oizek. How do we fit that with the Rambam? So again, we have to add one point. That if he was Nitma Bachutz and Yodayim Tmeos, the Pshat is, he became a Tomei. If he became a Tomei, then even when he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh, where there is no Tumas Yodayim, but forget about the Yodayim, he's a Tomei. He has a personal status as a Tomei. He's Posel Avoid. You're right. Yodayim Tmeis don't exist in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no such din. But he's a Tomei. It was Chal on him, Hashem Derabbonon, that he is a Tomei. Therefore, he can't do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how we explain the Gemara in Zvachim Davkov. Again, we're left with the Shiloh. What happens if he touches his Tefillin? So there we have to say, if he touched his Tefillin only in the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't become a Tomei. A, if he became Tomei on the outside, became Tomei outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he touched, let's say, Kisvei Kodesh, that tumas yodayim does not exist in the base of Mikdash. A, whereas Rashi would hold no. Rashi would hold that if you became tomei outside, yodayim are tmeos. It's just that he can't become yodayim tmeos in the base of Mikdash, but the yodayim tmeos that were created outside the base of Mikdash are tomei even in the base of Mikdash. That's A. B, if he was tomei, he himself has a personal status as a Tomei, Mameli can't be Oivid, according to the Rabbah. But if he touched something, the Beis HaMikdash, if he touched this film, then he would be able to be Oivid, and that would be the resolution of that Shaila. Again, we started out talking about your dying Tomeis. What is your dying Tomeis? Could a person stick his hand? Could a person have a status on his hand? A mitzoyru, he has a tzoras, he has a nega on his hand. So because his hand becomes a mitzoyru, he becomes a mitzoyru. Person touches the sheretz, his hand becomes a dover tome, he becomes. So the achroinim, the chedushi Revayelev Malin, has a whole set of rayas that the din of yodayim legabe truma, the din of yodayim legabe koidish, are choluk zem izem. The din of yodayim le truma, he says, is pshat. The Chazal gave a separate status to hands. Yodayim is a dover tome, not that he's tome. His yodayim are tome, and they'll be the time of the truma. Mele he can't eat, but not that he himself, as a person, has now a legal status. He doesn't have a halachic status as a tome. There's no tuma on the hands. That's not metame him. Chazal created a new reality called yodayim tmeyos. They did not give a status. There are tumas derabanan where a person becomes a tome. But they did not give a status of a person whose yodayim were nitma as becoming an ish tomei. Masha engel legabe koidish, he says, koidish which is more sensitive, and that's all the milah shos but koidish over truma, it's more sensitive to tuma. If his yodayim are tmeis, he is defined as a tomei. What's the nafkamina in all this? It sounds like just semantics. He explains all the halachas that we have in the Mishnayos by us in this vein. The halacha that If a person touches Kisvei Kodesh or anything else that's Matame, Rak, Yodayim with one hand, the hand is Tame. What about the other hand? No. What about the other hand? It doesn't become Tame. Legabe Kodesh, both hands become Tame. He has to be Mitaher, both hands. Why? Because it's Chal on him a din that he's Tame. Yodayim Tame is render him an Adam Tame. In the same vein, Truma only needs Netilas Yadayim, because it's not that he's Tomei, it's just that his hand has Tum on it. For that, Chazal said that it's enough Netilas Yadayim. It doesn't need a mikveh. Mikveh is something that's Mitahar a person. Masha'en came, but Legabi Kodesh, in order to be Oisik, to be Oichel, to be Oivid Bakodshim, the person who's Yadayim when Nitma will have to be Toivel Yodov. Why Toivel Yodov? Because he has to do a nice tefillah. It's bedoyim to being an ish tomei. You're right. He doesn't have to be Toivel his whole body because it's only on his hand. Kilu, what they did was they defined the hand as being an ish tomei as far as the hands are concerned. Not that his hands are tomei, but he is tomei insofar as his yodayim is concerned. Sounds a little bit convoluted, but that's the reality over here. It's not just that he becomes tomei legamri. He doesn't have to be Toivel in a mikveh his whole goof. In a mikveh of aboim so, he has to be toivel yodayim. What does that mean? It means we treat the yodayim as a tomei unto itself. That's why they both have to be. Yitochen, the achronim want to postulate, the lomdim want to postulate, that it would possibly be, the same way we understand that a person who touches the sheret, he can't, let's say there are two mikvois next to each other. Two mikvois, there's the hot mikveh, the cold mikveh, separated by a wall. What would be if he wants to put part of his body in one part of the body, even that he could get his whole body into both? I don't know how that would be possible. To be covered by two mikvois that are separated by a wall, but let's say it would be possible. He can't be toivel in two separate mikvois. Is it din? He has to be toivel in one mikvah. His whole body has to be immersed in one mikvah. Over here, would he be able to put one hand? This would be possible. He doesn't want to put his hand. One hand has a sensitivity. On his right hand, he has one finger that has a sensitivity to cold water. On the other hand, he has one finger which has a sensitivity to hot water. So he sticks one hand in the cold mikveh, one hand in the hot mikveh. Rechts is ogen, it's possible, my friend want to say, that the tefillah is not chal. Because it's not a din that this hand gets a tefillah and this hand gets a tefillah. What we have over here is the reality of your daim tmeyos. It has to be tovel in one mikvah. If it's tovel in two mikvahs, it's not a tvila. Okay, that's the essential halacha over here. What's interesting, this whole idea of a hand having an identity. It's like they would give a social security number to your hands by itself. A hand is only part of a person. Does a person's nose have a separate identity? What's interesting is that this finds a parallel in Sifrei Kabbalah. Sifrei Kabbalah talk about the different parts of a person mirroring different koyches. In the Bria, all the parts of a person is by nature, by his identity, he's a creature of intelligence. But Lamaisa, even though he's a creature of intelligence, he does share with animals the common identity of doing. The same way an animal could dig a hole, a person could also dig a hole. A person's maisim are a teitzel of his makshava. But the kli maisa of a person's hands do have an identity unto its own. The olam ha-maisa has an element that defines it as separate than the olam ha-makshava. A person can live on a theoretical level, that's his emotional world, his intelligence world, his relationships. And then there's the world of doing, the Olam HaMaisa. The realm of Olam HaMaisa is somewhat separated from the Olam HaMakshava. The real world, what we call the real world, quote unquote, the world of doing is separate symbolically than the world of Makshava. So it's possible that Chazal also defined that the Olam HaMaisa, the Klei HaMaisa, his hands, have an identity unto itself. It's interesting, the Beis HaMikdosh is also a world unto itself. Ma'idi Tochen, that's the depth of why Chazal did not place this tumah. The Beis HaMikdash is a world of theoretical. A person goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's inspired, he fills up with Kedusha, and then he goes back to his world and he brings that Kedusha back into his physical world. But the Beis HaMikdash is not the outside, it's not the real world. The Beis HaMikdash is the world of theory, it's the world of idealism. In that realm, it's possible that the tumah of Yodayim, the tumah of the Olam HaMaisa, of the Klei HaMaisa, does not exist in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not the Olam HaMaisa. It's not tainted with the lowering which is created by the Olam HaMaisa. That's just for an interesting thought. But the main point that we wanted was to be magdir, this tumah Yodayim, legabe truma, legabe koydish, to define that the tumah Yodayim could define itself as the tumah, some type of din, that the Yodayim are Tomei Umutami, or that assumes an identity that Yodayim Tmeis means a person who is Tomei, like we're saying the Gabi Avodah Zakhaydish, and that would define the chilukim that we have between Truma, between Kaydish, the Gabi the din of Netila Sedayim, Tvila Sedayim, one hand, two on, and so on.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.